Welcome to Two Dope Boys in a Podcast. I'm producer Matt Leck. Two Dope Boys is a shout out from the margins. Each week we break down trends using the lens of culture to determine what's significant to your future and why. Today we have a special for you. It's a bit behind the scenes. It's a conversation that was held between conversations that you've already heard. Michael and Waz and Phil, and they're talking about why Waz originally reached out to Michael and how and why the two originally became connected. This was originally recorded back in November. We'll pick it up mid-conversation.
Because I'm thinking, like, because if you read the article, which we should have done a segment on, Phil, my mistake to not think of this, on, like, the son of the founder of Stormfront got basically taken out of white supremacy and into sanity through having Sabbaths with his friends in college, people who became
through
his
also, by the way, going to college.
Through also, by the way, going to college, which and you know, he's a very smart guy, so it was unusual. But I do think a lot of these, like, you know, for lack of a better word, like hillbilly types, there's, you know, you can create emotional rapport with people.
Sure.
But those fucking creeps in DC on that, like, the IQ proves that the white race, that's some creepy, irredeemable shit.
And the irony of it all is that they were grafted by pigs on the Greek island of Patmos by an evil doctor, black doctor named Yakub. That's just
and by the way, this is why Waz and I are friends right here.
Right.
Like, literally, you got to tell the story, dude.
So,
you guys, you don't know this story.
I don't know this story.
Phil does not know the story. Okay. Sean doesn't know. All right. No one knows the story. Go ahead.
So, you know, I came to know Michael's work was through the Majority Report. I was a big fan of the show. I always thought Sam was great, and if you listen to the show, Michael kind of has like a sort of secondary role on the show. He's like the Robin to Sam's Batman,
definitely,
if you will.
Edit that shit,
you know. But generally speaking, that's the, you know, so he doesn't really get to do all of his bits, if you will, and it was. It's bits. They're not bits.
Yeah, no, they're bits. They're bits.
Like Farrakhan Obama, whatever.
Farrakhan,
like,
Obama.
You know what I'm saying?
A lot of Farrakhan Obama.
So, like, and plus, by the way, that's some of my favorite shit. So, it was a Michael Monday, and I'm listening to you, and it wasn't Michael Monday. It was actually on the show, and you made a Nation of Islam or 5% reference about Yakubs. And just the evil doctor and all of that. Like, you made a 5% of Nation.
It was
of
Obama.
Right. Like, no, Obama.
Meanwhile,
Obama.
They want to talk to me. They were created by a mad scientist in a cave.
Yes.
And they can't escape their devilish nature. And they're going to lecture me about how Congress works. They were living with pigs. They didn't shatter themselves. We showed them civilization in Egypt, and they come back on us, and they put us in chains. I can't wait till every drop of white blood in my body dies. Said something like that.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, and of course, Sam has no idea what Michael's talking about. He's laughing, but he doesn't really understand the origins of that joke. But it struck me, like, right to the core of everything that I love and appreciate about everything, because, you know, I've familiarized myself with 5% or Nation of Islam teaching, and let's just say I don't agree with them, right? But to hear,
I agree with them more than you agree with them.
Right. So to hear a white dude on this, you know, ultra lefty political show making 5% of jokes, I just thought was fucking incredible. So I freaking tweeted him. I don't tweet anybody of, like, the content that I consume. Like, I would never tweet, say, like, Charles Barkley on Twitter and be like, Chuck, you were great on Inside. Like, I just don't do it, right? But I made sure to find Michael's Twitter so I could tweet him and be like, dude, that was literally the funniest shit I had ever heard in my life. Because I knew what he was talking about, and I knew that the host, and probably 99.9% of the audience had no idea what Michael was getting at with that joke.
It's a 5%er joke for the 5%.
Right. And so that's how me and Michael began corresponding. It was through a 5%er joke, which is just like, God, my worlds were colliding there.
Yeah, it's just been beautiful ever since.
Yeah. Limp wrist liberal, you know, circle jerk fest, which is what Majority Report is.
Goddamn right.
And 5% of talk. 5% you can't beat talk. That.
Yeah, it's the best.
Like, I think I told my buddy I was a limp wrist liberal the other day. 5%. Okay, so 5%ers. Okay, so there's Islam. Then there's the Nation of Islam, which was founded by the Prophet Elijah Muhammad, right?
Peace be upon him.
Right. Yo, Obama as a Nation of Islam adherent. You know why else that shit is funny? Because you know there's a lot of people out there who think that, like, that's Obama's
That's
actually,
where the whole joke comes from.
Like,
because it's like, because the thing that to me.
They think secretly he's a militant.
The shit that always struck me as hysterical was like, this dude, like, obviously not him literally, but like, I know, like, anybody who's gone to a certain kind of colleges, been to a certain kind of place, like, I know Barack Obama.
Yes, you do.
He's a moderate.
Moderate
liberal,
is fucking
chill,
hell.
Fucking whatever, professional dude.
Right.
And just the idea that it just always struck me as funny because I was, you know, obviously not in the 5%er sets, but I was like, I am way more
radical
like
than
what
this
these
guy.
Fucking people yeah. are worrying about. And I know if I sat with Obama and he would talk, he'd be like, oh, like, Michael, that's a great point. But I think you need to have more understanding of the
we need to build consensus.
There's a rigor in the process and blah, blah, right. blah. And I'd be like, nah, fuck that. What you need to do? See, because the power structure, like right. I would be doing all of that shit. So I just thought it would be fucking his. And the other nuance of that thing was that everybody either does Obama, like they either try to do straight, like, oh, let me be clear. Yeah. Or they do, I'm secretly really angry and fuck you, Whitey. And I was like, what if you just like, it's
do Obama's
Obama,
voice, Obama as
same
a Nation of Islam.
Calm, nerdy Obama, right. except the content is
right.
fucking insane.
Right. And okay, so there's the Nation of Islam. Then, there, you know, after Malcolm X and all this other stuff, a lot of people became disavowed. They just felt disillusioned by the Nation of Islam. And a guy named Clarence 13X,
Bill's grandfather,
he founded the 5%er Nation, which, you know, functionally what it acts as is it's a way for really disenfranchised people to feel a better sense of self. More pride in self. Because, like, if you think of yourself as black and former slaves and just down and out, you know, it's kind of hard to proceed. But if you think of the entire history of the human race, which, you know, a lot of this stuff is like.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. to my fellow white Americans, you devils disgusting. Go back and inbreed in caves. To my black brothers and sisters, you were kings and queens in Alexandria.
Right.
You built the first libraries.
Yeah, a lot of it, right, you know, some of the stuff like really a 5%er would be like, you think the Greeks invented the Pythagorean theorem? Yeah. How the fuck you think the pyramids was made? Right? You know what I'm saying? It's like this idea that white people have been stealing knowledge and culture from us. From a very early time, and so it's just to get you. No, it's not. It's not. But this teaching, this is where that radicalism goes into another sort of realm because it teaches you that a scientist, over the course of 600 years, 6,000 years ago, was able to graft a brand new race. From the black race.
And you know what's so, yeah. And then he grabbed, and then because this mad, big-headed scientist wanted to do a crazy, like
the opposite of whatever the
black, like, nightmare experiment. And you know what's so weird is that there's actually imagery that comes from the nation of the first white man that was created by this mad scientist, Jakob, and it looks exactly like super producer Matt.
Well, everybody knows that.
Cold, it's just pure
everybody
white.
Everybody knows that Matt has pure Jacobian genes running through. And by the way, you listen to Desus and Mero. That's where Jacobian is derived from. It's derived from this idea that white people were grafted by pigs and spare parts and shit some island in Greece.
All right, that's the origin story right there. You know, for Waz and Michael and the two dope boys and the entire human race.
No, but you know what's funny? And the funniest part of that is that National Geographic actually put out an article a few years ago. This was like 3 years ago, I want to say. And scientists basically discovered that white people basically showed up in England. Not England, sorry, Germany.
How's everybody doing?
About 7,000 years ago. And the scientists are like, there's no actual explanation because ethnically they're so different from the people
that
are surrounding
Greece.
We came from
Greece. It was so crowded.
And so if you go on some Nation of Islam websites today, they'll tell you that there's now like proper now scientists even- back. Which is crazy, like, that the scientific stuff backs a cockamamie theory.
You want me to try my
Farrakhan? What we thought was cockamamie.
Now,
Phil and
Waz just had the black dude look.
You know, that's what we thought. That's what we thought. Yeah, that's right. That's right. But now we don't.
Even now, the equivalent of our fucking video beatings from police. What's happening? For real.
Now
we got the proof.
Like, now even their own scientists have demonstrated. They laughed at us. They would say that the nation was a cult. Meanwhile, they were worshiping at the altar of their false gods, white Jesus. I said white Jesus. And the green. But National Geographic, he was a very respected reporter. That's the other thing I love about Nation Dudes is it's always like white people aggregate, devil, swine. But then like once white you- person I'm citing, a fine distinguished student from Harvard University and the Sorbonne and Oxford, a truly first-rate mind, a devil, but a first-rate mind. He is now vindicating what Elijah Muhammad said, and I invited him to Chicago for a 7-course meal that was served to me by a personal slave.
Right. Yeah, and again, if you have any knowledge about the nation or 5%, because 5%ers, a lot of people don't know this, are younger, you know, maybe younger millennials, because it's not as prevalent in popular culture as it used to be, because through rap music, pretty much almost every rapper that you could think of that was of any prominence in the 90s and even late 80s, they were adherents of 5%er teachings.
The language was all over it.
It was all over it. And then there was Wu-Tang, Jay-Z, whoever. Yeah, Brand Nubian.
Brand Nubian did a Brand whole. They just mixed a Farrakhan speech that outlined it on a track itself. And I interviewed years ago, or like 3 years ago, this dude, Michael Muhammad Knight, who's like the Muslim version of me, who's basically like, he's actually a scholar now, but he was a journalist and he wrote like punk rock Islam, and he spent time with the 5%ers in Harlem, and they actually like inducted him in.
Of course.
And the dude, but he also like did ayahuasca with like dirt from Mecca.
Wow.
Everything. Yeah, I mean, he's an interesting dude, but he was also immersed in that 5% of the world. And that whole history too, that like,
I mean, this has been around for a long time.
Didn't John Lindsay, the mayor of New York in like the late 60s, early 70s, he actually gave them some property. Like, he wasn't really opposed to them.
No, nobody was opposed to them, because it was just, honestly, it was just a community, little grassroots thing for people, again, disenfranchised people. You know what I'm saying? That's
different from black Israelites. That's a whole
nother. No, black.
Yeah, Brad gives you lights. That's
a, those are guys in the superhero outfits.
That's a whole other.
5%ers are totally different.
Yeah, that's a whole other.
Not totally different.
They're pretty.
Not totally different, but there's some intersection there. There's some overlap. Yeah.
I've met
the idea, like I've heard 5%ers and black Israelites be like, well, the white Jews need to understand that they got civilized by the black man. We the one that gave Judaism to him and all of that.
Well, thank you for civilizing, gentlemen. I feel like I'm civilized every week.
Well, you know, that's part of it. Because and again, it's this idea that you want to go against, you want to buck the trend of what you're traditionally taught at school, which is that the white man saved us from the jungles of Africa, gave us Christianity, right, showed us how to wear blue jeans, and, you know, put us on our way.
They said that they taught us how to bathe. Meanwhile, we were bathing in the most finest of silks.
That's right.
The most royal of courts. Ghana had rocket ships.
That's right.
The courts of Alexandria were built by the Asiatic black man when the white man didn't even know what a bar of soap was. But they have you deceived. All right, I can bet you that. They weren't even bathing. They had you deceived.
Exactly.
So I say to the one and true, and it's like,
freaking, yeah, but like, you know, man.
Like, I would ask white people to turn off the TV now. I have a specific message for black Americans.
That would be perfect, right?
I wish he would do it now.
That would be so beautiful.
I'm at that point. I'm like, can there be the fucking Islamic Maoist conspiracy now, motherfucker? The dude won't even do a recess appointment for a Supreme Court justice. And these fucking people, the last tangent I go on this, it is amazing to watch the biggest projection in the history of humankind that, like, these fucking people spent 8 years talking about basically just like a friendly careerist nerd with a great mind and a conciliatory temperament as if he was some type of unhinged radical bent on destroying and subverting our institutions. And then they vomited out of their own psychopathology.
That.
They literally created that. Now, thanks to you, we do have a racist, mentally unhinged person who is bent on destroying and subverting us.
It's about, it's beyond words.
Makes me wanna be like Michael Muhammad Knight and get inducted into the 5%. But those are the origin stories. I hope you all enjoyed it.